This is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 24. This is Letter 9124, Baruch Hashem, dated the 13th day of Nisan, Tovshin Chavov, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is writing to a woman, Mrs. Such as Avtichia, Baruch Vishalim, blessing and peace. The Rebbe says, I want to confirm receiving your letter in which you ask a blessing and a pidyon nefesh, redemption of the soul note, from March 30th, and at a special time, it will be read on the Tzion, Holy Tzion, the resting place of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles. The Rebbe ends with a blessing of Pesach, Kosher, V'Sameach, in the name of the Rebbe. This is the Mazikir. The Rebbe's secretary wrote this note for the Rebbe, in the Rebbe's name. And then there is a footnote over here, a PS, a Nun Beis. The Rebbe says, I'm going to answer your question, to respond to your question, that it's not understood what happened lately in your family, etc. The Rebbe said, I have already spoken by several occasions. It is not surprising at all if a human being does not understand the conduct of the Blessed Hashem. On the contrary, it would be very surprising and a very big surprise if we would understand, as it's known, the example for this, that a child who is still in kindergarten shall be able to understand and comprehend the reason of the country laws according to the way the country conducts itself and the rulings which are given out by the Supreme Court, the tribunal, etc. Even if the child would be a wonder child, it has never happened in the history such a thing. Although that a child would understand it, although the present leaders of the country and the greatest judges, the highest judges in the court of the land, are also, in their time, they were also the same age as this kindergarten child. They were also in kindergarten. So, and this child will, with time, perhaps, reach and grow in knowledge and in practice, even more than those who are now older. So, still, they don't understand at the time. So how can you compare this when we are talking about a human being and understanding with Hashem Yisbarach, with the Blessed Hashem, that his intellect shall be able to grasp and to comprehend the conduct of the highest court, of the Supreme Court, the highest court, over everything and everyone, the Hashem himself. And the Rebbe says, I hope that it's not necessarily to add to the above written. However, there is a few things that the Blessed Hashem wanted and revealed, and he has set it up in such a way that also the human intellect should be able to grasp it and comprehend it, his conduct. In addition to that, it was also added that the more you trust in your true belief and trust in the Blessed Hashem, the more you're able to see and the more you're able to understand with your intellect the happenings in the world in general, and your individual life in particular. May the Blessed Hashem bless you in all that you need. And from the most important things you need is true relaxation of the soul, inner peace and harmony. And that you should organize your life as it's good for you in all aspects, in a matter of revealed and open a good, and in a obvious and in a logical way that also the human being should be able to understand. And the daily conduct according to the instruction from our holy Torah, which is called the Torah Chaim, a true, a life Torah, a teaching of life, a true, a living Torah, and teaches us, points us out, instructs us how to live. So the way and the ability, that's the way and that's the vessel to receive the possible, to receive all the blessings from the Blessed Hashem. The Rebbe basically says that while we can't understand the ways of Hashem, it is surprising that if we would be able to understand the ways of Hashem. However, there are some things that Hashem has allowed us to understand. And the more though you trust and have a belief and trust in Hashem, the more you'll actually be able to comprehend with your intellect. May Rebbe blesses her with menuchas hanefesh, harmony and inner peace and tranquility to organize the life in a way that will be good in all aspects. And the Torah, when you live according to the Torah, that's the proper vehicle to receive all of Hashem's blessings.